Welcome back to Winning the Game. Wilhelm Hast here. I want to speak to you today about winning the game this year. This time of year, we're in January right now. I have a lot of conversations about creating a vision for yourself that calls you forth and make you rise to a new version of yourself moving into the year. I remember sitting by a pool in Epernay, France, 2020. My wife, Fiona, and I had gone to the Champagne District for a vacation, took the car down through Europe. This was when Corona had hit, so there were face masks and there were tests to be taken, and we found our way to France eventually. And I was sitting by the pool and I opened up an app in my computer that had to do with creating an inspiring vision going forward. And I felt the need to open up something new for myself. A lot had happened in the past few years. I had divorced in 2015. I met Fee. We just moved into our dream home that winter. And now we were in France on an amazing vacation. Yet, Corona had disrupted my business. Over a 10-day period in February, 90% of all the business was just gone. And we were creating and creating and creating, and we hadn't found our way yet. So I was looking for a sense of vision, a sense of freedom, a sense of clarity. And I opened this app up and it was so confusing. It talked about fact mapping and it talked about telling the truth about where I was, and it talked about creating visions, and it talked about monthly missions. And you know, I've been doing similar vision work and stuff for many times through my life. This was a bit confusing and unclear, yet there was something in it that truly spoke to me because it was a different take on it. Since it's now been almost 5 years and I dove deeply into those frames. And in this episode, we'll kick it off. And then in the next, don't know how many series of episodes, I will share the frameworks and the domains of creating a game for yourself that is truly inspiring this year. And if you heard me speak about this in some programs lately, because you're a current client of me or us, that's great, because then you hear even deeper here in this podcast. And if you haven't heard me before, even I hope that what I share here over the next episodes will be helpful for you in finding a vision for yourself that inspires you, that moves you, that calls you forward into creating a great year for yourself, and more importantly, rise to a new version of yourself. A new version of yourself in terms of power, in terms of clarity, in terms of freedom, and move into life with deeper peace of mind and a stronger ability to create the results that you want. It starts off with you being willing to tell the truth, to stop lying to yourself, to stop hiding from yourself, and really take on to live by the code of no lying and learning to tell the truth about the facts of your life, the feelings you have about those facts, and the focus you have been having and the focus that you want to have the fruits and results that you want. Already here starts to be confusing for some people. And for me in that very beginning, right? Living by the code, what's that? Well, stop lying. Seek truth and speak truth at the next level for yourself. That's the start. You cannot change what you're not willing to tell the truth about. Things will never transform unless you start telling the truth. And truth is told without blame, without guilt, without shame. You simply start to seek out what are the facts of a situation or a domain in your life. How do you feel about those facts? And what would a relevant focus be for you moving forward to have the fruits and results you want? Real facts, raw feelings, relevant focus, and results-driven fruits. That's the code. Okay, that's all for today. Can start reflecting on what would you want if you could have what you wanted beyond what looks reasonable or beyond what looks even radical, what looks almost at the level of not possible, but you wanted it. That's where we pick up in the next episode. So thanks for listening. You can go to wilhelmhast.com. The domain is in the description to this podcast to read more about what I'm up to and what I do. I'll see you in the next episode.